Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care, working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. Every Monday, join us for a personal tour of Who's Reading the Organon, a show hosted by HWC founder and homeopath Debbie Brook. She invites you to comment and call in to contribute your thoughts as we complete reading Samuel Hahnemann's Organon. Let's go!
Hi, I'm Debbie Brook, founder of Homeopathy World Community, taking time out this day to begin with some inspiration to talk about current events and to read the words of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in his Organon of Medicine. Today is January 24th, 2011. You're listening to show number 129. Thank you all for joining me today. I would like to remind everyone this is a simple study session. Any listeners must consult their health care provider. You can always get on to the Blog Talk Radio show, Who's Reading the Organon, and download the old shows, the archives. You can listen, friend, favorite, and comment. Right now we have a live chat going on the Blog Talk Radio show where we have a few listeners. And I encourage you to post your welcome and hello, put your name in, let us know where you're hailing from. So don't forget to listen to the old shows in order to catch up on our readings of the Organon. You can listen on your iTunes, your iPod, or your computer. There's also a Blog Talk Radio group on the Homeopathy World Community Network where we try to put more comments and a transcription of the show. Also, visit the daily online newspaper. There are 160 more contributors to this online Homeopaths Daily. I'll send you the tweet if you would wish to have it about that paper. We seem to be fighting battles on all fronts: in healthcare, for healthcare freedom, for healthcare choice, for oil, petroleum, for the vaccinations that are trying to be imposed upon populations around the world. There's still a need for education and complete free education about what's going on. In the market for organic or untampered foods, that may be hard to get in some places. If you want to grow your own foods or find people who are growing organically, this is our second show on Wednesday with Kaviraj, the agro-homeopathic expert. So you see how much we are really fighting a war. And, of course, in healthcare, the big pharma and the drug markets have power. It all boils down to greed, material wealth, and the battle for power. My quote for today is Hermann Göring. He states, "Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor in Germany. That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is to tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifist for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country." Well, Hermann was no slouch. Hermann Wilhelm Göring was a German politician, a military leader, and a leading member of the Nazi Party. He was a veteran of the First World War as an ace fighter pilot, and Goering was the senior to all the commanders. And in 1941, Hitler designated him as his successor and deputy in all his offices. And there is more, obviously, about his life and how he was convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity at the Nuremberg trials. He was sentenced to death by hanging, but committed suicide by cyanide ingestion the night before he was due to be hanged. That is a quick synopsis of his life, but I chose this particular quote because we are fighting a war, whether we think about it or not, whether we like it or not. The people really don't want war. We want peace. We want to live in harmony. We have to be the ones to be out there on the battlefront fighting for those freedoms which we want. So that is why we have Homeopathy World Community. That is why we have the use of technology today. That is why we must use technology and the social media networks to get onto the blogs, to create your blogs, to voice your opinions, to substantiate your thoughts, to validate yourself and validate each other. We are the little people who are talking, and we can, in unison, make a huge dent, a huge difference in what happens in the world political scene today. We've seen it many, many times on Twitter. I would like to point your attention over to the blogs on HWC. There are many controversial issues, people with pro and con views. Victor is keeping us up to date on the Monsanto and the GMO debate. He recently reposted from Natural News Mike Adams regarding the WikiLeaks cable that reveals the United States conspired to retaliate against the European nations if they resisted the genetically modified foods and organisms. There is this post. It says, this cable proves once and for all that there is a global GMO conspiracy. And we hate to think about it, that there could actually be, you know, we think people who talk about conspiracies are kind of loony. But if we read these kinds of cables, we find out the conspiracy where the government operatives work in secret to push Monsanto's GMO agenda while punishing opponents of GMOs and adding them to a, quote, target retaliation list. As Jeffrey Smith said in Democracy Now!, quote, we've been saying for years that the United States government is joined at the hip with Monsanto and pushing GMOs as part of Monsanto's agenda on the rest of the world. This lays bare the mechanics of that effort. We have Craig Stapleton, the former ambassador to France, specifically asking the United States government to retaliate and cause some harm throughout the European Union. Excuse me. So we do have these battles to keep our eyes open, to continue to read, to continue to learn, to continue to question, and definitely do your own investigations, do your own studies to find out what is going on. There is also a battle in our beds, in our bedrooms, in our hotels. Will we resort to pesticides? Will we ever sleep? Will we be frightened to travel? So Karthiani Sikkar of Homeopathy World Community asked a question on the forum. Does the bed bug cause serious infections? I encourage you to go to the forums and read the responses of the HWC members. In addition, both Dr. Amir and Dr. Basu have discussions about the top indications of homeopathic remedies and keynote prescribing. They help to affix in our minds these keynote and key remedies. I'll make a link there for you to see, or you can just hop on over to the HWC website and you'll see it on the front page. So please take time to review also the action items that are on the network, and view the videos and commentaries about the media wars, how today propaganda is spreading against the anti-homeopaths, and we also must stay on the high road. We must keep positive thoughts and positive words and positive actions in our lives. I'm going to take a quick look over to the chat. We have a lot of listeners today, but no comments as of yet. I welcome your comments and try to answer as best that I can. Just give me a wave hi to let me know that you're listening. And I do see that we have, I think it must be Marilyn. I'll give
her.
Hi,
Debbie.
Hello. Hi, Marilyn. Marilyn Friedman from Canada is calling in with us to say hello today, and I want to continue with a couple more introductory bits of news. Okay. I will go ahead and tell you that the positive things that are going on is the support of Laurel Chaitin, who is an award-winning videographer, film producer. I keep calling her a videographer, but she's really a film producer, and she does everything soup to nuts on creating a beautifully presented documentary film that receives many awards on public broadcasting and around the world, nationally and internationally. And we have this campaign to help support Laurel Chaitin. And go ahead and read what she has to say. Take a look at her old films that she's already produced. She's traveled around the world and gathered many true healing stories about homeopathy. And you might want to be one of the people who has a homeopathic story in her film. You may contact her now and send her your short 10-minute video. It may be selected to be in the finished production. On another bit of information, I want to encourage you, this is something coming up. It's going to be quite a large event. If you're thinking about Hahnemann's birthday in April, Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, there's going to be a National Center for Homeopathy special event, April 8th through 10th, an inspirational event with a lineup of at least 26 international teachers showing cases and results. I'm sure you'll also hear lots of political conversations, as well as learning to improve the health and well-being of your patients. And I can give you a little bit more information about that. You're basically going to be going to www.homeopathic.org, O-R-G, and that is the National Center for Homeopathy web page. You will see on the front how homeopathy meets the world, and you can sign up today for a spot in that international forum. People with the names of Alistair Gray, Farouk Master, George Bethulcas, Joe Kellerstein, Jeremy Scher, Massimo Magliavori, Will Taylor, Ann Vervicek, Miranda Castro, Richard Fisher, Ann Jerome, Christopher Johnson, Iona Razi, Kim Ella, Molly Perzo, and many, many more. So thank you, Nancy Gales, the president, for posting this and creating this incredible opportunity for everyone to gather together. I'm sure I'm going to be there. Now, there's another bit of information. The CBC Marketplace produced a biased piece denouncing homeopathy. We know that the truth wins. People use homeopathy for a reason. And why is that? Because it works. You can watch the replay of the network show. And we want to thank the spokespersons for homeopathy, two of our wonderful HWC members, El Sacheto and Bryce Wild. I've shared another piece on the safety of the drug market recently on the network. You may watch the news about Glaxo's adulterated, defective medicines that go to market. They pay an enormous fine. You have $750 million laying around? That's how much they had to pay. and then they walk away scot-free. Who's minding the hen house? That's my word. I do believe it is us, the people. Like I said, get busy on the social networks. Continue to, so it's a quote from that film. They continue to crank out toxic substances. From this incident, you can question what are the ingredients in vaccinations and other drugs. So the lesson that I keep taking away is one person can make a difference, and that was the fine that was imposed upon them, and the closer look at Glaxo was due to one whistleblower. And now I think I'm going to give Marilyn a chance to say a few words, if she's still listening.
What would you like me to talk about?
Anything that I introduced this morning, I gave a whole litany of things going on. And
well, you know, I yep. This morning, instead of doing what I'm supposed to do, my eye, for some reason, I caught this BBC production on YouTube. So I sat and watched this whole thing.
The Horizon Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it up on the front of the network today. I put it as a feature item. It's an older show.
It's an older show.
Yeah.
And what was very clear to me, because, you know, I live in Canada, and we're under attack at the moment because the homeopaths are being regulated in Ontario, was that as with everything that's going on, scientists who have, you know, no place in experimenting with homeopathy are producing, you know, they're doing second experiments, and in fact their experiments are showing that homeopathy does not work. Whereas we have, you know, Bonavista, who was, you know, it happened by accident that they proved that water retains memory, and I believe his name is Montaigne, the Nobel Prize winner who has to go to Japan to do his research now because he's afraid that in Europe there's so much controversy he does not want to do any further studies on you know, the electro communications that are going on that he's finding in water and proving homeopathy does work. So it's really interesting how you know, they're letting people like James Randi decide whether homeopathy works or not, people who have no connection at all with homeopathic practice. And Bryce did a really nice show on Friday night. I think he soft-shoed a little bit more than necessary on whether homeopathy works or not.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Is there a version of that on YouTube or somewhere that we can see it, an archive of that show? Because I didn't get to see that.
I guess somebody must have posted it. I actually caught it on TV myself, but I'll check it out and let you know. And I just got an invitation from these people, from this group of critics. Who are putting together this ad campaign against homeopathy and inviting me to a seminar where they're going to discuss whether or not homeopathy works or not.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading a blog on that and a wrap-up of what the pundits say and what the other folks say. There's a wonderful, wonderful blog by John Bennett. He has the John Bennett Journal. It's johnbennett.wordpress.com.
Yes, I've watched. I've watched some of his work.
Yeah, and he does do a very long blog about the Nobel laureate confirms homeopathy, and I did read it. It took probably an hour to read this thing, at least for me. His name is Luc Antoine Montaigne, and he's a French virologist and joint recipient with Francois Barret Sinoussi and Harold Zuer Hossein of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine for his discovery of the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and now the discovery of proof for a new medical paradigm complete with in vitro and in vivo evidence and supportive texts on how to use it. Montagnier's published research reported detecting electromagnetic signals that were produced by aqueous nanostructures from biologically active bacterial DNA sequences. It is perhaps the most controversial study to date. It sets the scientific world ablaze with controversy. Today, that's all we're talking about is controversy. And this war of power, this war of intellectual power and intellectual knowledge and who says what is right and who has the right to force or impose rules on another person. And that has a lot to do with what's going on today, I think, with the with vaccinations. Literally, everything is buzzing about vaccinations. I was reading today on the New York Times, in aging, shingles vaccine shows promise for older adults. I don't think there's going to be anything that you're not going to have a vaccine for. And the question is this healthy? Is this the way to cure? Is this the way to improve the human immune system? And I totally question that.
Well, you know, Debbie, my two sons are planning a trip to Asia. So you know they came home on Friday after going to the doctor and getting all these vaccinations. And I, you know, it was a decision that they made. And I have to tell you, I begged them. I said, tell me when you're going, if there's anything that I can do, if I can give you any homeopathics, you know, prophylactically before, or, you know, even afterwards to, you know, take away any ill effects. I begged them, don't get a vaccine unless you're absolutely healthy. If you feel that you have a cough or anything going on, don't. But, you know, they're going away, and they felt that they needed these vaccinations. And I worry because they're my children. But what are you going to do? There's vaccinations for everything. Very difficult in this world to be vocal when something like a vaccination is simply protocol. You know, and you need it for almost everywhere that you're going, you know, in the world, especially Asia, parts of Europe. And, you know, it's routinely given. Are you there? Did I lose you? Hello? Okay, I don't know if you can hear me, Debbie. Maybe I've lost the show, but I've certainly lost the connection, so I'm going to hang up now. Bye-bye.